रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय हते नमः। युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 7 रावणस मिनिस्टर्स। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। Thereat those mighty rakshasas gave their reply over joint palms. In their overweening might they were ignorant of the prowess of Raghuvira. They were bound by no principles of political science. Your Majesty, what cause have you for anxiety when you have your enormous armies perfectly trained in the use of clubs, shakti, sword, trident and other weapons of offense and defense? Well, let us leave them aside. Your Majesty can alone and unaided destroy all your foes. Didn't you march upon Bhogavati, the capital of the Nagas, and defeat them in a fair fight? Kubera, who lives on Mount Kailasa, is a dear friend of Lord Shiva. Once he was the object of your respect and affection. He is one of the regents of the quarters. Mighty in himself, he has at his beck and call myriads of yakshas. And him you worsted in battle, slew his yakshas, and took away from him the Karpushpaka, all because he happened to displease you. Maya, the most powerful of the Danavas, stood in such great terror of you that he sought your friendship and gave his beautiful daughter Mandodari as a wife to you. Did you not descend into the netherworld Rasatala and put to rout Vasuki, Takshaka, Shankar, Jati and other dreaded Nagas? The Kalakeyas, those Rakshasas that had secured rare boons from Brahma and that could revive their reduced to atoms, those mighty warriors fought with you for a year. You vanquished them and learned from them many magic arts. The strong and valiant sons of Varuna were put to flight by you. In the vast ocean of the forces of Yama, the god of death, the crocodiles are the rod of dissolution. The weapons known as Shalmali are the trees that grow on its shores. The noose of death are the waves, and the terrible henchmen of Yama are the huge serpents therein. And you stirred up that watery waste and won everlasting fame by causing the lord of death to flee before you. At that time, you put to flight without any effort all the dwellers on earth. Countless kings and other kshatriyas faced you in battle, but to be dispatched to the halls of death. The denizens of the worlds above and below came against you, massed in battle array, but they were dispersed like chaff before a gale. And how can this Rama equal them in valor, excellence, or energy? Mighty monarch, why do you need to take any trouble yourself? Rest here in ease. Indrajit alone by himself will dispose of all these monkeys. He is mightier than the mightiest, and having completed the sacrifice to Maheshwara, has secured the rarest boons. The armies of the celestials are like an ocean. Shakti, Tomara, and other weapons are the fish that dart in its waters. The bowels of the countless slain are the moss covering it. The elephants are the tortoises. The horses are the frogs. The Rudras and the Adityas are the alligators. The Maruts and the Vasus are the huge serpents. The cars, the horses, and the elephants are its waves. The infantry are as numerous as its sands. And your Majesty's son plunged into that vast ocean, caught the Lord of Celestials and kept him a prisoner in Lanka. Then Brahma himself begged you to release him, and you did so. Indra thanked you heartily and returned to his heaven. Indrajit, who did all this for you, can be sent against this Rama and his monkey hordes. Could a wretched monkey ever bring harm and evil unto you? Mangalam Koshlindraya Mahaniya Gunate Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarvabhaumaya Mangalam.